Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thank you very much, Luke. By the way, also, it's good news about Parker Meadows. Matt Vierling progressing through return to play, throwing program, hitting, batting practice, and completing defensive drills, so he'll be there shortly. And Manuel Margot initiated return to play running program this week, completing rehab, hitting tee, along with playing catch daily. So that's good news. Brisky, yes, as Luke mentioned, goes to the DL. Hanafi comes back. All right. It's time, as we are less than 6 days away. We are exactly 6 days away, actually, from the NFL draft. It's football today.
You're right. We are a week away from round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. Round 1 would have already happened. But what's strange so far about round 1 is that we are so close, and yet we have not seen one first round pick traded in this year's draft. Not from a previous year, not from this year with a trade. So here's what I want to go through here. I have a list of players that possibly are on a trade list, maybe gets traded, maybe not get traded. It's just a simple yes or no. Do they get traded on draft night? Start with
yes.
Trey Hendrickson.
No.
No.
I think Cincinnati's going to figure out a way to keep him.
No. I think that if he would have gotten traded, it would have happened before. I think this is just one of those that either he holds out or they figure out a way, but I don't think Cincinnati wants to get rid of him. I think they're trying to find a way to place a Band-Aid over this to at least give themselves a little more time, and maybe some of the teammates, Burrow, can convince him, hey, you really want to be here. You don't want to do this. We got something big planning. So I'm going to say no as well.
The next guy, reports were with him, is that him and the owner had come to an agreement during the combine. Yet the owner didn't reach out to the agent, still hadn't reached out to the agent months later, and yet there's not a deal to this day done. That is Micah Parsons. Does he get traded draft night?
No effing way. Jerry is not going to let him go. He's going to do the whole Jerry song and dance and wait till the end and pay him more than he should have paid him about 5 months earlier. So, no, I don't think he's going to get traded.
If anything, David, this is where Dallas will come out with their blockbuster deal on draft night and say, hey, we have locked him up. They are losing. They got Dak coming off of injury. They can't afford any more bad news, or their fan base will just lose it. I mean, seriously, if you let him go because you screwed this thing up, I don't care if you are Jerry Jones. You won't be able to come back from this. I actually expect this is where you'll hear, we came up with this blockbuster deal and, you know, guys like Aiden Hutchinson will be happy and celebrating because they're like, well, I'm next.
The next guy on the list has had an interesting offseason. Within the last week, he has had a domestic situation. No charges were filed. The GM actually came out for the Miami Dolphins and said that they were not looking to trade this player, but multiple reports, multiple insiders say that they can get a large haul for one Tyreek Hill. Will he get dealt draft night?
I'm going to say yes.
2 years remaining on his deal.
I'm going to say yes, and I have a weird feeling, just a weird feeling, and they're not going to get the haul they think they're going to get, but a real late first-round pick, maybe, to go back to where he came from? Kansas City? I don't know.
He should be traded. He won't. But he should, because right now, he's becoming more of a problem than adding value to the team. So it's always, it's the little stuff that keeps happening around him. At some point, you're not winning. You didn't bring anything to this team. So why are we keeping you around? Yeah, if Kansas City or New England or somebody says, hey, we'll take him off your hands, I think they will easily say, you know what, pack your bags, you're headed to Boston.
And I think going to Kansas City, he'd be in that culture where, okay, he might be flamboyant as ever on the field, but I think his off-the-field stuff will be managed a lot differently.
Does Kansas City really need him? Worthy actually played pretty good.
I know.
And Tyreek's lost a step.
He can be that slot guy all of a sudden.
See, that, I'm thinking maybe you go someplace like the Patriots who need a receiver, and you could be that guy.
I don't see him in Vrabel.
It ain't his choice of where he gets traded
True.
To, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's in division.
And I don't think Miami's trading him in the division.
Right.
But you never know.
Or maybe he goes Tennessee.
Yeah.
So let's go to his teammate, one Jalen Ramsey, who the reports are, and from the GM himself, said that both parties have mutually agreed to seek a trade. So does he get, Jalen Ramsey, get dealt draft night?
Yes. I'm going to go before Stoney because Stoney keeps taking my answers. So, yes. Yes, I do think that he will be traded on draft night.
30 years old, owed $21 million.
There's the key, David. Is anybody going to be willing to give? I don't think you're going to give up a first-round pick for that because you have to pay $21 million.
Oh, I don't think this is only for a first-round pick?
This is just trading draft.
I think he's going to get dealt, and I think that it may be, you know, they may have to eat a little bit of that money as well. And depending on how much Miami's willing to eat, because you only would have to be on the hook for him for 1 year, and let's say it costs you a third or a fourth round selection, I would do that in a heartbeat.
You know what's an interesting team for them, although it probably doesn't fit their culture, so to speak, because you never know what's going to happen with their starting cornerback. I don't think he's going to be there next year. Green Bay.
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good fit for him. Because I was thinking, either that or I would take it. If Robert Saleh says, you know what, we want him, the Niners, take him. You got the money
because right.
You cut everybody. You traded away everybody.
That's interesting you bring up the Packers because the draft is in Green Bay. Next two guys on the list are wide receivers. One place for my team, one place for your team, Rico. George Pickens. Brandon Ayuk, do either get traded?
They get traded for each other.
I know Ayuk. I don't think Ayuk gets traded because they have to pay him. Like, his bonus kicked in.
His bonus has already kicked in.
Right, on April 1st.
$22.85 million.
So at this point, no. If he was going to get traded, it was going to be back last month. Once April 1st happened and he wasn't gone, I don't see that happening because – unless somebody is willing to pay for that bonus that's kicking in, which I don't think they will.
I
Pickens, I David, I don't know what your team is doing. I don't. The fact that they make the playoffs is the only reason why nobody makes fun of them. Because they're the Giants. They're the playoff version of the Giants.
Ayuk being traded, going back to your team, doesn't make sense to me either, because you have somewhat of a foundation for at least for 1 year before they decide, well, before the Purdy thing gets, you know, taken care of, which it will get taken care of. Because you still have, you'd have him, Pearsall, and Kittle. You still, and you have McCaffrey coming back. Granted, we don't know how healthy he is. You still have a really good offense. Well, so I wouldn't trade him.
Stoney, here's the other thing. Ayuk's not going to be ready game one.
Okay.
That's the other, like, people like, he's still going to be out for a little bit of time for probably the first 4 or 5 games before he's fully back, because this happened, I think, in week 6 last year when he got injured. So, and it's the same reason why I caution people, like, don't believe that Aiden Hutchinson is going to come back in game one and tear it up.
No.
Give him a little time.
And then the thing with Pickens, David, I don't think anybody's going to give up anything for him. He's such a conundrum mentally.
You're exactly right. The final player is intriguing because it could have an impact on the actual draft at number 3 for the Giants, and it is Kayvon Thibodeau. Here's why I say it. Fifth-year option can be picked up before by May 1st, and the GM right now is not committing to picking up the fifth-year option. I don't know if that's leaning towards a draft decision with Abdul Carter, or he's just trying to leave it open, or he actually doesn't want to pick it up. But could you see Kayvon Thibodeau traded if they draft Abdul Carter? Maybe, right?
If they trade Kayvon Thibodeau, this will be Mike, because that was the whole purpose of getting Carter, is to pair him up with him. And if Thibodeau's on the market, every team, not just Detroit, Stoney, every team's going to be like, whoa, what do you want? What do you want from? Like, they may actually be able to squeeze, like, a second-round pick from somebody.
Oh, if I was the Lions, I'd give up their pick 28, a second.
You got to let Brad cook.
Whatever. He'd be cooking and make the trade. Yeah.
But, yes, it would be foolish.
Right. I don't think they're going to trade him, because they have him and Burns, on one side. And who knows?
Dexter Lawrence in the middle.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Great. That's one where I don't care that you're being stupid. I'm just going to take advantage of you. Every team's going to try to take advantage of the Giants if that's the case.
And that is in football today.
I am very excited because most Fridays I am either driving around or at home. And I always make sure, even if I'm not listening to the entire show, to make sure at 4 o'clock, in the 4 o'clock hour, when I'm in my car, putting on 97.1, or if I'm not in the car, hitting the app, whether it's delayed or not, no matter where I am around the world, at this time, I love Who Said It. Gotta say, I was a little surprised. Because I worked last week, I thought I would make the cut. I didn't make the cut last week. Well, we'll see if this week's different. All right, David.
What shows, please?
Thank you. I was waiting on that. It is, let me just double check. Let me make sure. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Ooh, okay.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wojo Rear. Wait, what?
You know, Wojo was in for a little bit.
Rieger. Was Mark Ryan in?
No.
No.
Okay.
It was all Rieger. Okay. Or you guys going late.
Oh, that's right.
10 minutes.
All right, let's go. Number one, if he wanted to handle this as a pro, he would have handled this as soon as the season was over and said, hey, going into this year, I want to renegotiate my deal.
Oh, was that in reference to Nico?
Imaliava.
Or it could
be Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Or it could be a lot of people. Could have been Scoobal.
The fact that he's saying if you want to be professional is kind of condescending. So it's either one of two people in my former time slot. I'm going to say it's John.
Ooh. I was going to say it sounds Doug. Like, if you want to do it, you got to do it the right way.
You know what? I'm going to go with a little bit of Schmarm.
I'm going Kyle. Oh, yeah, I could see it being said schmarmy.
If this is about Rodgers, it definitely could be Gator, because nobody hates the Rodgers saga more than Gator, I think.
I think it's more of Nico.
So do I.
It could be, but like you said, Rico, it could be a lot of people.
Right.
I'm going Gator.
All right.
So we're all locked in.
Yep.
Who said it?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Stony.
There it goes.
He is Stony. Paying attention. Who would have thought? Yeah.
That's well, John. You know what? He knows. He knows.
He does.
Were they talking about Nico or Rodgers?
They were talking about Nico.
Okay.
They were talking about Nico. So great guess for you, right? Stoney. Mm-hmm.
See, good now guess. It's going to be easy because the pressure is gone.
Yeah.
If you get the first one, the rest of the show is easy.
It's like stealing a game at the Garden.
Yes.
Number two. J-Mo will sign the fifth year, and then after that, he's going to be a free agent. Because they can't keep everybody.
Jeez. That is so bland.
That's so vague.
J-Mo will get the fifth year, and then after that, he's going to be a free agent because they can't keep everybody.
We did talk about it a little bit. I'm going to say it's me.
This guy. I wasn't mentioned last week. I'm going to guess Stony, too. He's confident. I don't want to inflate my man's ego over here because I thought that was a brilliantly said thing.
This could be anybody.
I know.
Legitimately, this could be anybody.
Throw it against the wall.
I'm going to say.
Go Heather. Go Kang.
I'll go Kang.
Go Gov. You know go what? Off the wall.
Yeah, right.
This is a good one.
Screw it. Gov.
We're all locked in?
Yeah.
Who said it?
Yeah! I counted on my guy.
This is amazing.
All right, whatever Stoney says.
That's I know, right? David's going to ban him. It's like the most generic thing ever. And he's like, that was me.
I was not expecting him to guess himself. It was very generic. All right. Number three. You have a great established team right now that if it wasn't for the injuries, who knows how far you would have gone last year. So you use the first round pick, either it's offensive line, defensive line. Those are probably the two likely spots, and then you move on.
All right, so it's somebody that's pro-Lions.
Yeah. So it's got to be Doug, Gator, or Costa.
I'm getting Kang from that. It's a lot of word soup to say, something very easy to say.
Can you give us the first few words again, please? Can you use it in a sentence?
You have a great established team right now.
He's not using established.
No, it's not.
I'm going to say Gator.
Stick Kang.
Because why are you still talking about the injuries from last year?
I'm going to go Gator with the whole established team.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Gator.
Oh, I feel confident now.
Uh-oh.
Kenny?
Stoney, I feel less confident, but I'm sticking with King.
All right. We're all locked in. Who said it?
Ah. Ooh. Rieger.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Stoney got one wrong.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm.
All right.
Never listen to this guy again.
All right, here we go. On the way down, you ever stop at one of those adult stores that are all the truckers visit? We stopped at one of those, like the Velvet Touch, I think it was called. That's what I remember about that trip.
Oh.
Well, it's got to be Carson Anderson when they went to New Orleans.
No, no, because I was with them. I didn't have that much fun. That would have been amazing, though. But isn't that Rieger? Wasn't he talking about the Velvet Touch?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have used the Jenkins.
Yeah. One. I'm sorry.
Wait, when was he talking about the Velvet Touch?
So, I'm sorry. I ruined this one. He was on with Gator yesterday.
Oh.
And they were talking about how he used to live in Milwaukee.
Right.
And so Gator was asking if Milwaukee's a fun town. And Jeff's like, yeah, it's great. It's like Chicago Light. And then he talked about how he was going somewhere and he stopped at like a porn shop or a strip club or something. Am I right?
I'm going with what Evan said.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're exactly
I'm
right.
I'm sorry.
You created the rule and you broke the rule.
Well, yes. I thought it was on this show that he said it on this one, but then I forgot it was Stoney. I don't know. I'm sorry. I messed that up. That's on me.
You know what? I'll take a free one.
Yes.
I know a guy that married a girl that worked at one of those places.
She was like
behind
stop?
The curtain. Yeah. Mm.
Why don't you out them both right now?
Wait, she just worked there like as a cashier?
She worked behind the curtain.
Oh.
You know how they roll up the curtain? You put quarters in?
That ain't the cashier.
She was cashing.
And their names rhyme with.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys don't know them. It's like 20 years ago.
I didn't know that was on.
She was cashing.
She was cashing. Coins.
Reception. Here's just a bag full of quarters.
Married her.
Right. It's like the waitress at the bar at the gentleman's club.
Where did he go for the bachelor party? He didn't go to a strip club.
that's more of one of the talent.
Yeah, she's talent at one of those places.
The cashier would be like the waitress.
Yes, exactly.
No, sometimes the waitresses
Stoney.
Sometimes I've been to places where the waitresses just
David. What's the next one?
They're scantily clad, but they don't take the tops off.
Nope. You're not getting what we're putting down.
Okay.
So
let's move right along.
Next on the list here is all right. I get not rooting for them, like cheering them on, yelling for them. I totally get that, but of all the teams there, they're from Michigan.
Okay, so it's obviously somebody ripping Costa for the Western Michigan thing. So it's got to be either.
So say that one more time, David.
I get not rooting for them, like cheering them on and yelling for them. I totally get that, but out of all the teams there, they're from Michigan.
God.
Gives off Gator vibes.
So,
know what it kind of sounds like to me?
I feel like John or Heather.
Jeez, I think it's Rico.
Really?
Remember earlier this week, you guys talked about Costa and going to this Frozen Four. And
no, but I don't think Rico would play the home state card.
No, I'm more of a.
Yeah.
I applauded him for just being like, out of hell with you. I just don't think it's a real rivalry.
All right, then I'm going to guess Stoney again.
I'm going to guess Jansen.
I'm going to guess Gator.
What about Tecumseh? He hasn't had one. Tecumseh Tom. Oh, wow. Heather.
I'm going with Heather.
Is everybody locked in?
Probably a big Heather opinion.
Who said it? Get out of here.
Wow.
Are you guys in cahoots?
I know. No. I knew it was with...
No. Because it's one of those, can't we all just get along? And they're from... Come on.
I think we have a Rico Stallion situation going on here. I agree.
Wow.
Yeah, he's studying the place.
Wow.
No. Listen to that audio before.
I knew it was
touch his nose.
Wow. It's because we're black, right?
Because
I did my ear three times.
Stallions was white.
It had to be one of the. It had to be one of the two.
Wow.
John or Heather.
That's not. No. I'm not doing this with you today. It's Friday. We're not getting in trouble.
I have one more if you want it. One more.
Sure.
Anybody that you're bringing in or anybody that you're flying out to go see is somebody that you want. So that fact that Matthew Golden, you were checking him out, tells me he's on your radar. Is this the replacement to J-Mo?
Wow. You guys did talk about it.
We did.
You?
Wait, one more time.
I know that wasn't me.
Anybody that you're bringing in or anybody that you're flying out to go see is somebody that you want. So the fact that Matthew Golden, you were checking him out, tells me he's on your radar. Is this the replacement to J-Mo?
I'm going to say Costa.
I'm going to say Tecumseh Tom because he's like grandstanding here.
Rico, any inclination this could have been you?
I think it could have been me.
I thought you immediately.
Yeah, because I said it again, could be a smokescreen. And
David?
I'm going to guess you because we did this as a topic.
Yes, we did.
David, flick your spyglasses if it was me.
Yeah, turn them on real quick.
Are we all locked in?
Yeah.
All right. Who said it?
All right. There we go. I'm glad I read that right.
Wow. Good job, David. Really well done.
It was okay.
Better than last week.
Way to go.
He put the one last week together.
I was talking about the guy that was saying it.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, much better.
Delivered way better.
All right. That was this week's edition of Who Said It? 97 won the ticket. Tiger baseball tonight around 6:15. Taking on the Kansas City Royals. Tigers trying to make it two in a row. Jackson Jobe will be on the hill. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, it'll be the Pistons taking on the New York Knicks right here on 97 won the ticket. And by the way, after the game, a special playoff edition of Restore the Floor live on either YouTube TV or Twitch. So me and Evan will be live after hopefully every playoff game. Hopefully there'll be a lot of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hopefully it'll be more than four. And I think there will be more than four. Speaking of the playoffs, the Red Wings are not in them, as you know. But there will be some playoff action that begins tomorrow night. And speaking of... podcast like Restore the Floor, Cash the Ticket. Kenny's doing a lot of the hockey ones, so you might want to check that out. That's Cash the Ticket. Evan will do some of the NBA playoff ones as well. But let's get a little preview of a couple of games before we get into talking about the Wings, even though you know their season ended last night. I want to ask Kenny about one from each conference. The Colorado Avalanche taking on the Dallas Stars in Dallas. And what's interesting to me, Kenny, is like 3 weeks ago, I thought this was going to be an unbelievable series, and it still might be. But Dallas has just played like horse crap the last 3 weeks. I mean, hell, they lost to the Red Wings.
Yeah, they've played poorly, and their reward for that is getting the Colorado Avalanche, who somehow are a lower seed than them whilst being a better team. I believe the Avalanche are actually the favorite in that series, so that's pretty crazy to me. But I think in terms of fun value in the Western Conference, if you're going to watch a series, that just might be the one.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see it because McKinnon's really good. Makar has been great. And Landeskog coming back is very interesting. I think Colorado, will they play one goalie or two goalies? Their goaltending is better. Ottinger, you know, who was with the U.S. and Four Nations, he's really hasn't played really well the last month.
Playoff Ottinger can turn it on, though. We yes. see it. It feels like we see it every year where he goalies people, he steals games. I know we like to say somebody got goalied. This might be one of those cases.
Yes. And one of the great series out in the East, and we're not going to touch the Battle of Ontario. We'll go with the Battle of Florida, which is really going to be intriguing because the Lightning have been playing great. Florida obviously injured. I don't think Kachuk's going to be playing, at least the beginning of the series.
Maybe not right away, but this has LTIR, cap circumvention, yes, written all over it, where players just rise from the grave now that the salary cap is done.
Right.
But to the Battle of Florida, I always look forward to this series when it happens. It's a bloodbath, especially when you have a team like Florida who just beats the hell out of you. And Vasilevsky, obviously, you could have double goalied.
Yes.
Bobrovsky, Vasilevsky, whoever gets beat up less. I don't love this matchup for either. I think this one could go seven.
It's kind of almost a shame that this is a first round series, which goes into the whole should they be changing the format to make it like one versus eight.
Where are you on that? Do you think they should do 1-8, 2-7, etc.?
I think in fairness they should. However, some of these first round matchups have been unbelievable when you're in the division, the two versus them. This is exactly one of them. Hey, it's Florida's fault for letting Toronto pass them.
I was about to say, how effective do you think Kachuk will be?
I think when he's back, he will be scary. he's very effective. He's the quintessential playoff guy. He's tough. He's mean. He gets under your skin, and also he's uber talented. So he's if you want a playoff performer, that's the one.
All right. So you just mentioned something there. Tough, mean, get under your skin, playoff performer, which is exactly the type of player the Wings don't have.
Right. Absolutely.
So when we look back at, on this Red Wings season, 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97, what was missing from this team to, that they weren't able to continue their good play once the coaching change was made? And to me, that's it. You could talk about how their penalty kill sucked and they don't have great defensemen, and that's true, except for Sider and Evanson. But all in all, they are just still, and, you know, even in the previous coach, he wasn't alone. We'd ask about him on the air, and he would agree. They were so easy to play against. And I know DeBrincat got a little tougher, a little more physical once McClellan got there. But they have nothing that epitomizes what you just said about.
They have guys who can throw their weight around. They have Mo Sider will absolutely hit you.
Yes.
And that's different than what we're talking about. We're talking right. about somebody that's mean, the sandpaper guy, the guy that gets under your skin. We don't have, like, the other Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk.
Right.
Perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Cousins also, he was a great provoker also. But, like, there's that factor of being able to, because in a seven-game series, you can win games in the regular season without that. You can win plenty of games. Toronto does it. They're great at it. Right. They don't have anybody like that.
Correct.
But in the playoffs, in a seven-game series, that's where your Tkachuks really come in handy.
Right. And not only becoming that sandpaper guy to be a S disturber, somebody who's going to go, when it pucks in the corner and you got to battle it, you know, you're confident you're going to come out with the puck.
And even if you don't, that other guy is going to be beaten up while he has the puck.
Yes. So that, to me, is why they are where they are. And look, a lot of it is obviously roster, and that falls on Steve Yzerman. And I know it was written about in the Free Press yesterday that, you know, you give him one more year, and if they don't make the playoffs next year, he's gone. And I agree with that.
Now sentiment. It's picking up traction nationally. There's a yes. there's a hockey guy, Jeff Merrick. He's a
yes,
very,
the Sheet.
Yes, the Sheet. So you're aware. So he went out, he did his podcast, I think 2 days ago, The Sheet, and he said the same thing that we're saying. So it's not just us local idiots saying it. It's people nationally saying, look, I don't know what the Wings are doing right now. And if they don't make a splash this offseason, I really don't know what they're doing right now.
Right. And there's a sense, I don't necessarily buy it completely, that especially draft-wise, for the most part, I know Danielson might be the exception, they're not drafting Canadian players or North American players high up. And whether you say that makes a difference or not, I don't know. Their two best players that he's drafted are Sider and Raymond, and they're not North American. Casper's been really good, obviously. So look, the nucleus going forward, the nucleus is pretty good, but they need to expand on that, and that means making a splash. Not for splash sake, for free agency.
And you might have a free agency class that looks like Ekblad could be available. Possibly. That would be really helpful. Marner. I mean, those are the two names that I've heard the most out of, like, the let's make a splash camp.
So what's like, who's the highest paid player in the league? McDavid or McKinnon? Where they make it like 11 a year?
I think 12 some.
12 a year. So give Marner $100 million for 8 years.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And plus, the way,
would he go term like that?
Yeah, I think he's looking for term. And also, well, like,
I know Marner is, but with Stevie.
Not Marner. Is Steve.
I think he would.
That's a lot.
I think he would because Marner's 27. It takes you to 35.
And by the time you get to year 7 or 8 or 6, 7, 8, that's a value because the cap is going to go up incrementally throughout the next 8 years.
And as if we've seen, and I'm not going to say Marner is Ovi or Sid or anybody like that.
He's a 100-point player.
But we've seen these guys, even at that advanced age, still be really effing good.
He's a 100-point player. He's not going to slow down.
No, if you get him for 8 years, and he becomes the man, really, I mean, with all due respect to Larkin, maybe you can even
8 years at, what, $100 million?
Yeah.
So about $12.5 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, if they have to go a little over, they have to go over it. I mean, it's not my money.
That's a I know, Rico, it's poverty sport. Thank you.
I know.
I just saw this smirk coming on his face. I was like, here we go.
That's okay.
We're going to eat one right here. No, but in a couple of years, that'll be a value for any team.
I know. There it is. The poverty sport that probably sells out more of its games than any other sport.
Yeah.
It just always amazed me with the salaries. That's
I know. Well, the offseason shall be very interesting. I think locker cleanup begins tomorrow. 97-1 the ticket.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.